what was really helpful was prepping them in the beginning, because there is a sort of pressure when you're sitting in front of a microphone and someone's on headphones and, you know, it's being recorded. And so I think being able to make them comfortable from the beginning and really setting just a kind of calm, casual vibe was helpful.
Absolutely. And I would say that with the younger children, I found it was helpful for them to have selected a couple of questions they might want to ask, so that if they didn't have something to say when their parent finished asking them the question, they could have that to look down on and be able to answer. So I think spending some time with the packet before we started recording, where they could just circle a couple of things so that they had some ideas about what they might want to say, I think was helpful too. Even the folks who had read it through, I found that some of the kids got kind of nervous in the moment, it would be kind of like, oh, is my turn? You know, and kind of not be sure about what to do. So having that chosen question, I think, was helpful to them to get things started.
I also had a younger participant who brought a memory box, something that we had made in group, and brought some pictures that she drew, and that worked great as a reference of like, let's have some things out. And then if she did get stuck, we were able to say, like, tell us about this picture you drew, who's in it? And she could describe tangible things that she was already familiar with. And so having some of that, especially for a younger kid, was helpful.
Yeah, I had a dad who brought in his laptop, and he had pictures of mom that he was going through. And so I would have him describe what was being visually seen as the son was responding to them. So I think that was a good advice, too, to have some sort of visual for a child who maybe is having a hard time being in the moment, which is just with the microphone.